London-based attorney Courtney Griffiths has been named chief lawyer, along with two assistants, Andrew Cayley and Terry Munyan. Vincent Yehela is the principal defender for the Special Court of Sierra Leone. He says Mr. Taylor has a strong team.
Of course, Mr. Courtney Griffiths is one of the very formidable and leading QCs in the UK. Andrew Cayley comes with a robust international criminal law experience as well, and Terry Munyan also comes with quite a number of years of criminal advocacy.
He says many attorneys were interested in the case and met with Mr. Taylor, but the former president decided this team would be best suited to his case.
Out of the many that saw Mr. Taylor, he thought that these individuals bring quite a lot that would be very useful to his case.
Mr. Taylor fired his court-appointed defense lawyer, Karim Khan, at the beginning of his trial in June. He said the court had not provided him enough money to hire a strong defense team, capable of competing with the 9-member prosecution. The Special Court for Sierra Leone, which is conducting the trial from The Hague, has since increased his defense funding to $100,000 a month, nearly 3 times the allowance given to other defense teams in the Special Court. Nyehela says the court agreed that a larger budget was needed to ensure Mr. Taylor is given a fair trial.
The court looked into the objections raised by prior counsel in terms of adequacy of resources and fair trial. There was a good faith effort in ensuring that more resources are made available, and that's exactly what has happened.
But Alex Yearsley of the London-based non-governmental organization Global Witness says Mr. Taylor has tried to manipulate the trial, and firing his original lawyer was merely a means of delaying proceedings.
I think it's very clear that that was a delaying tactic by Taylor to try and ensure that the trial basically takes as long as possible, but also so he can try and, you know, get some more money out of the court to pay for a defence team.
He says that Mr. Taylor, who has said he has no money to pay for a defence, clearly has millions stashed away.
Personally speaking, I think it's absolutely disgusting that someone like Taylor is getting public money from the UN and the taxpayer to pay for his legal defence. He has more than enough money that he'd stolen from Liberia and the Liberian people, and I think he should be made to pay for his own defence.
Mr. Taylor is accused of giving arms and support to Sierra Leonean rebel groups in exchange for diamonds during the country's decade-long civil war. He has pleaded not guilty on 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including mass murder, rape, and the use of child soldiers. The trial is expected to resume August 20th. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.